天都有数以万计的人而啊嗯去到了一个没有耶稣的永恒。
Out of the 6 billion people in this world, only a small percentage will die and go to heaven.
在世界上的六十亿人里面，只有非常少数的一部分人死去以后可以到天堂。
Even here in Ithaca, the vast majority of the college students and local residents will be lost for eternity.
即使是在伊萨卡，也有一大部分的学生和当地的居民会啊失丧在永恒里。
But that's not God's fault.
但是神并不是这样想的。
The Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish.
圣经说神不愿有一人灭亡。
God made the ultimate sacrifice by sending His own Son to die on the cross for our sins.
上帝做了一个最大的牺牲，就是把他的独生爱子耶稣赐给我们，为我们的罪而死。
And God has provided enough lifeboats so that everybody in this world could be rescued.
上帝已经为这个世界上的每一个人准备了救生艇，足够让每一个人得救。
Those of us who believe in Jesus, we're in those lifeboats.
我们这些相信耶稣的人，就像在救生艇上的人。
And now the Lord has called us to go back and to rescue as many souls as we can.
现在神已经呼召我们转回去，去救尽可能多的灵魂。
He wants us to rescue the people here in Ithaca.
他想让我们去拯救在这边伊萨卡的人。
But he also wants us to save the souls in remote areas in this world, whether it's China or Africa or in the Middle East.
他也想让我们去到这个世界上更远的地方，不管是在中国，还是在非洲，还是在中东。
So how can we get involved in this rescue mission to save as many souls as possible?
那么如何参与在这个事工里面去拯救更多的灵魂。
The answer can be found in Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 6.
这个答案可以在哥罗西书四章二到六节来找到。
In this passage, the Apostle Paul tells the Christians in the city of Colossae two things to do in order to get involved in this worldwide rescue mission, to rescue as many people as possible from hell.
使徒保罗说，使徒保罗告诉当时在哥罗西的基督徒，他们要做两件事情，就可以让他们去拯救尽可能多的在地狱里失丧的灵魂。
So let's read Colossians 4 verses 2 through 4 to discover the first thing we need to do to rescue people from a Christless eternity.
让我们一起来读哥罗西书四章二到四节。
Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should.
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩，也为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能讲基督的奥秘。我为此被捆锁，叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘讲出来。
Prayer is usually our last resort.
祷告通常是我们最后的一办法。
We put in our effort to try everything else, and then if nothing else works, we'll say, well, I guess there's nothing left that we can do but pray.
我们经常用我们自己的尽我们自己的努力去做每一件事情。当事情没有办法做好的时候，我们就说祷告是我们现在我们能做的只剩祷告了。
But prayer was not the Apostle Paul's last resort.
但是对使徒保罗来说，祷告不是他最后的办法。
Paul knew that if we are going to be able to rescue as many people as possible from hell, the first thing that we need to do is devote ourselves to prayer.
使徒保罗知道，如果我们要去拯救灵魂，我们需要做的第一个事情就是恒切的祷告。
Because when you work,You work.
因为当你工作的时候，是你在工作。
But when you pray, God works.
但当你祷告的时候，是神在工作。
So it only makes sense to prioritize prayer over any other strategy of rescuing the lost.
所以这就是为什么我们要把向神祷告，作为我们放在最优先的一个地位。
The word devote is an interesting one.
这个英文字 devote 是一个很有趣的。
It literally means to be strong towards.
它的意思其实是要投入一件事情。
It came to mean to be earnest in.
但在这里它是表示恳切的。
To be persistent in.
对一件事持续的。
To be active in.
积极的。
To be unwearied in.
孜孜不倦的。
And to be intent on.
有意图的。
In other words, we don't just promise that we'll pray for our friends, non-Christian friends. Instead, we keep that promise.
所以我们不仅仅是要去承诺为我们朋友的非基督徒朋友祷告，而是要持守这个承诺。
We don't stop praying for our non-Christian friends when they don't show any spiritual interest.
我们不会因为看到我们的非基督徒朋友没有什么属灵的兴趣而停止为他们祷告。
Instead, we persist in praying for them because we are so concerned for them.
相反的，我们不要停止为他们祷告，因为我们害怕，如果我们停止为他们祷告，会有事情发生在他们身上。
We don't pray nonchalantly, Lord, help my friend become a Christian.
我们也不要随随便便的向神祷告说，神啊，请让我的朋友变成基督徒吧。
Instead, we know there are specific spiritual issues.And we pray specifically and passionately for them.
相反，我们要去了解他们属灵的需要，有针对性的、积极的、热情的为他们祷告。
We don't settle for praying for our non-Christian friends in a haphazard way when we just happen to think about them.
我们也不要安于当我们想起他们的时候才为他们祷告。
Instead, we have a disciplined approach to make sure that we pray for them consistently.
实际上我们有一个更有纪律的方法来让我们可以持续的为他们祷告。
For years I've challenged people in my churches to pray regularly for non-Christians that they would come to believe in Jesus.
这么多年来我一直鼓励我教会里的弟兄姐妹去为非基督徒的救恩来祷告。
Problem was I wasn't practicing what I was preaching.
但是问题是我自己都没有做到我所宣讲的内容。
It's not like I didn't have good intentions.
并不是说我没有这样的意图。
I would write a list of friends to pray for and remember to pray for them for a few days, but then after a few days, I just forget.
我也会写下一个我非基督徒朋友的名单，前几天记得为他们祷告，但是到后来我就忘记了。
Finally, I got tired of being a hypocrite.And I got on a website that reminds me every day to pray for my non-Christian friends.
最后我厌倦了假冒伪善，所以我找到了一个网站，可以每天提醒我为他们祷告。
Am I as devoted or passionate or persistent as I should be to pray for these friends?
我是不是这么投入的、恳切的、持续的，就像我应该做的这样为他们祷告呢？
Not really, but at least I'm making progress.
其实不是，但是至少我在努力。
So how about you?
你呢？
Are you devoted to pray for the salvation of your non-Christian friends and family?
你有恳切的为你非基督徒朋友和家人的救恩而祷告吗？
Do you pray for them on a daily basis?
你每天为他们祷告吗？
If not, what are you going to do about it?
如果不是的话，那你要怎么做呢？
Don't procrastinate.
不要迟疑。
Do something about it when you get home today.
那你今天回家的时候，你就要去做。
For as the proverb states, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
因为就像箴言所说的，通往地狱的道路通常是有善意铺成的。
We usually do not associate prayer with strength.
我们通常不会把祷告和有能力联系在一起。
Instead, we associate it with weakness.
相反，我们把它和软弱联系在一起。
We tell the little old ladies who can't do anything else in church, well, at least you can still pray.
我们告诉那些教会里年长的姐妹，她们不能为教会做更多的事情，但是至少她们可以祷告。
But those little old ladies who are devoted to prayer are actually more spiritually strong than we are.
但是那些为教会恳切祷告的年长的姐妹，她们的灵命的力量甚至比我们更强。
They are the prayer warriors of our national churches.
她是我们国家教会的祷告勇士。
As E.M. Bounds once said, prayer is not preparation for the battle, it is the battle.
就像 E.M. Bounds 讲的，祷告并不是为征战而准备，它本身就是一种征战。
So do you have the spiritual strength to join the little old ladies in the front line of the spiritual battle by becoming a prayer warrior also?
那么你有这样属灵的能力，去和这些年长的姐妹一起为属灵的战争？
How can we develop this spiritual strength to join the battle?
那我们如何来建立培养我们的属灵的能力来祷告？
The Apostle Paul says that we do it by being watchful and thankful.
使徒保罗说我们要这样做，就是警醒和感恩。
The word watchful could be translated as awake or alert.
警醒这个词可以被翻译成为清醒和警觉。
So how many of you have ever fallen asleep while you were praying?
你们中间有多少人在祷告的时候睡着了呢？
Looks like I'm the only one. Right. Okay, I see a couple other people.
看到还有很多人。
Hildy sometimes sees me with my eyes closed and a Bible in my lap, and she asks me, "Are you doing your quiet time or are you sleeping?"
Hildy 经常看到我眼睛闭起来，然后脚上有一本圣经，那他就问我，你是在安静的灵修呢，还是在睡觉？
I tell her that I'm doing my quiet times, but I'm actually very quiet when I sleep.
其实我告诉他我是在安静的灵修，可是当然我睡觉的时候也很安静。
I heard a story about a guy who fell asleep in seminary during the middle of his class.
我听过一个故事，讲一个人在神学院的一堂课上睡着了。
So a friend decided to play a trick on him.
他的朋友就决定捉弄他一下。
He whispered to the guy, "The professor just asked you to close in prayer."
他悄悄地在那个人的耳边说，教授刚才让你为这堂课做一个结束祷告。
So right in the middle of the professor's lecture, the guy stands up and starts praying.
所以在这堂课的中间，这个人突然就站起来为这堂课祷告。
I don't think that necessarily the main thing that the Apostle Paul was concerned about was staying awake while we pray.
我不认为使徒保罗在这边最关心的问题是你是不是在祷告里面是清醒的。
I think his main concern is that we are alert when we pray.
我认为他最关心的是我们是不是有这个警觉性。
But obviously we're not very alert if we're sleeping.
但显然，如果你睡着了，你就不是很警觉。
And I don't think it's a big deal if sometimes when we're praying we fall asleep.
那如果你偶尔睡着了，我觉得也不是什么大的问题。
Perhaps God just wants us to rest in Him.
也许上帝只是让我们在他里面可以休息。
But if we find ourselves habitually falling asleep when we're praying, it's a sign that we do not have a very strong or disciplined prayer life.
但是我们发现我们常常在祷告的时候睡着，那就说明我们并没有一个很强很有纪律的祷告的生活。
So if this is your problem, you should do something about it.
如果这个是你的问题，那你就需要去改正。
Maybe you should pray at a different time of the day when you're more wide awake.
也许你需要选择一个在你更清醒的时间来祷告。
Or maybe you should pray while you're sitting up rather than when you're lying down in your bed.
也许你应该站起来祷告，而不是坐着或者躺在你的床上祷告。
So the Apostle Paul is primarily talking about being alert in prayer, but what does it mean to be alert in prayer?
所以使徒保罗这边主要的是讲说在祷告的时候有警觉性，但是我们要为什么事情来警觉呢？
Let's go to Ephesians 6:18 to find the answer.
让我们去以弗所书
And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
他说靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求。
This passage seems to indicate that there is connection between praying in the Spirit and being alert in our prayers.
这似乎在说我们用圣灵来以圣灵来祷告，跟我们警醒有着一种联系。
So what is the connection?
那么这种联系是什么呢?
I believe that praying in the Spirit means that we are alert to the Holy Spirit's promptings.
我认为是我们在靠着圣灵祷告的时候，我们要对圣灵的感动有警觉性。
In other words, throughout the day, the Holy Spirit, is trying to alert us to different things.
其实换句话说，在整个一天中，圣灵都一直尝试着让我们对不同的事情有警觉性。
It's up to us to hear those promptings and then to respond to them with prayer.
这是在于我们要不要去察觉这些感动和要不要用祷告来回应。
For example, the Holy Spirit alerts you that you're becoming really frustrated with your coworker.
比如说圣灵会提醒你，你现在跟你的同事的关系很紧张，你很没有耐性。
So you pray, Father, help me not to lose my cool.
那你就应该祷告说，神啊，求你让我不要失去我的冷静。
You know, instead, help me to speak the truth and love to her.
而让我有用真理和爱来跟他交流。
Or the Holy Spirit alerts you to a lustful thought that you have in your mind.
或者圣灵提醒你，在你的脑海中泛起了邪欲。
And so you pray, Father, please forgive me for grieving your Holy Spirit with my impure thoughts.
那你就应该向神祷告说，天父啊，求你原谅我，让圣灵在我这些不洁净的思想中煎熬。
Or the Holy Spirit alerts you that something strange is happening in the way that your family is communicating with each other. It's like you're at each other's throats.
圣灵也可能会提醒你，有些很奇怪的事情在发生，比如说你和你的家人可能在经历一场属灵的征战。
And you realize that this is an attack from the enemy, from Satan.
你可能意识到这个是从撒旦而来的一个攻击。
So you pray, Father, help me not to listen to the lies of the devil. Instead, help me to resist his attacks.
所以你要向神祷告说，神啊，求你帮助我，让我不要去听魔鬼的谎言，让我有力量可以去抵抗他的进攻。
So the Holy Spirit can alert us to anything that concerns the Father in heaven.
所以圣灵其实是可以让我们对天国的事情有警觉性的。
And since our Father in heaven is not willing that anyone should perish, it only makes sense that the Holy Spirit is going to bring to your mind the spiritual needs of your unsaved friends and family.
既然神不愿让任何一个人灭亡，那圣灵就有可能把你非基督徒的朋友和家人的需要带到你的面前。
And it's at that time we should pray. We should respond by praying for their salvation.
所以在那个时候，我们就应该祷告。我们应该回应这种感动。
So to be watchful in our prayers means that we do two things.
所以说你祷告的时候要警觉，是说我们要做两件事情。
First, we are alert to the promptings of the Holy Spirit.
我们要对圣灵的感动有敏锐性。
And secondly, we respond to those promptings by praying to the Father.
我们要以借着向神的祷告来回应这个感动。
But in order to have a devoted prayer life, you not only need to be watchful, but according to verse 2, you also need to be thankful.
但是要有一个 恳切的祷告的生活，你不仅仅是需要有警觉性，在第二章第二节也说你必须也要有一颗感恩的心。
Do you know why many of us are not devoted to praying for our non-Christian friends?
你知道为什么我们有很多人不愿意恳切的去为非信徒而祷告吗？
It's because we aren't thankful.
并不是因为我们没有心怀感恩。
It's because we take the gospel for granted.
而是因为我们把上帝的救恩当做了理所当然。
We've lost our sense of wonder that the creator of this universe left his throne in glory to live amongst the poorest of the poor.
我们已经不会觉得说我们的创造主离开天国的宝座来到我们中间去和最穷的人生活是一件很奇妙的事情。
That he's willing to endure the ridicule of being called a fraud.
他我们也忘记他愿意忍受被叫做是骗子。
And while he lived on this earth, he served the rejects.
当他在这个世界上的时候，他为的是那些拒绝他的人而服侍。
But most importantly, we forget the cross.
但是最重要的是，我们忘记了十字架。
We forget that we are sinners, deserving hell, but Jesus died on the cross to take the punishment of our sins, and we forget that he rose again to give us eternal life.
我们忘记了我们是罪人，我们应该是要去地狱，但是是耶稣基督把他的生命献上，为我们的罪承担了惩罚，他也从死里复活，这样才让我们有了永生的生命。
If we were really grateful for the gospel, we would want other people to share in the joy of the gospel.
如果我们真的是对福音心怀感恩，那我们也一定会愿意让别的人来分享我们的喜悦。
We would want others to worship our Savior.
我们会希望别人来敬拜我们的神。
And we would pray for their salvation.
我们会为他们的救恩而祷告。
We are not devoted to pray for the salvation of lost people. There's a good chance that our hearts have grown cold.
如果我们没有为那些失丧的人祷告，那就有可能说我们的心已经变得冷漠了。
We might even resent God that for not doing more to make sure that everybody goes to heaven, when in reality, God made the ultimate sacrifice by sending His Son to die on the cross for our sins.
我们也许会憎恨上帝，觉得为什么你没有多做一点，让这个世界上的每一个人都可以得救？但实际上，神已经做了他最大的牺牲，就是把他的独生子，赐下为我们的罪而死。
And His strategy was to send us as Christians to go back in the lifeboats and to rescue as many people as possible.
但其实要做的应该是，我们应该像我们这些在救生艇上的人，应该回转去救更多的世上的人。
If each of us Christians did our part, then the whole world would hear about Jesus.
如果每个人都做我们应该做的，让这个世界来让耶稣的福音传遍这个世界，就是很快的事情。
So in verses 2 through 3, the Apostle Paul tells us how we should pray in order to rescue those who are sinking into Christless eternity. But now in verses 3 and 4, he tells us what we should pray in order to rescue people from the Christless eternity.
在刚才的第二节和第三节，保罗说我们应该怎么样去祷告。那么现在在第三节和第四节，他就告诉我们我们要祷告些什么。
And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should.
他说，也为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能讲基督的奥秘。我为此被捆锁，叫我接着该说的话，将奥秘宣讲出来。
Don't you wish that there was something that you could do so that people in other countries that don't have as good of a chance to hear about Jesus would actually find out about Jesus?
难道你也不希望就是在你可以为那些没有听过福音的人做一点什么吗？
The Apostle Paul tells us that there is something that we could do.
使徒保罗说这确实是有一些事情是我们可以做的。
We should pray that missionaries have effective ministries.
我们应该为那些宣教士有一个有果效的事工而祷告。
Do you have a hard time knowing how to pray for missionaries?
你是不是不知道怎么样为他们祷告呢?
You can use this passage as a launch pad to pray three things for your missionary friends.
你可以用这一段经文来作为一个开始，为接下来这三件事情祷告。
First, pray for open doors.
第一件事是为开传道的门而祷告。
Secondly, pray for open hearts.
为开启听道的心而祷告。
And thirdly, pray for open mouths.
为宣讲开启宣讲的口而祷告。
So first, pray for open doors.
第一件事是开启传道的门。
This means to pray that God would change circumstances so that missionaries would have greater opportunities to share the gospel.
这是说请求上帝可以改变一些情况，让宣教士们有更多的机会可以去宣讲福音。
This happened recently here in Ithaca.
最近在伊萨卡就发生了这样一件事。
One of the campus ministries at Cornell is called Crew.
我们在当地校园的事工，其中有一个叫 Crew.
Crew is sending students on spring break mission trips to places like New York City, Guatemala, and Haiti.
这个 Crew 是要把学生在春假的时候送他们去到像纽约。关卡摩纳跟海地这样的地方传道。
But there were administrators at Cornell that were concerned about the physical safety of sending students to Guatemala and Haiti, and so they told the crew leaders that they should not send their students to those countries.
那康奈尔大学的一些管理层就担心学生的安全，于是告诉 crew 的领袖们，问他们能不能不要把学生送到这些不安全的国家。
The leaders of Crew felt like they had taken the necessary steps to make sure that the students would be safe.
Crew 的领袖们觉得他们已经做了必要的措施来保证学生的人身安全。
But it seemed like the door was being closed.
但是看起来这个门好像被关上了。
But the leaders asked their friends to pray for an open door.
于是这个领袖们就让这些学生来为开启传道的门而祷告。
So people prayed, and the administrators actually changed their minds.
然后他们就祷告，他们的祷告让康奈尔的领导层改变了他们的看法。
So let's pray strategically that God would open doors for our missionary friends, particularly open doors to people groups that have never heard the gospel.
所以让我们一起有策略性的来为福音来祷告，特别是为那些还没有听过福音的人。
The second part of the three open prayer is to ask God for open hearts.
那第二个部分呢，是请求上帝能够开启听到的心。
We should pray that the people that the missionaries meet will that they would be spiritually needy and that they would be willing to listen to the gospel.
我们请求上帝，那些传教士可以最终成为这些听道人的。灵命的需要，能够在他们听到的时候，在他们讲到的时候，听到的人就可以来信耶稣。
Finally, we should pray for open mouths.
最后，我们要为开启传道的口而祷告。
God could open the doors for missionaries to give them opportunities to share the gospel.
上帝可以开启传道的门，让传道士有机会去为别人传道。
And He could open the hearts so that they'd be willing to listen to the gospel.
他也可以感动听到人的心，让他们能够愿意来相信。
But it won't do good any good if the missionaries keep their mouths shut.
但是如果宣教士们不讲话、不讲道，那其他的也是没有用的。
Or if they are ineffective when they open up their mouths.
或者说，让他们开口的时候，他们讲的话没有果效。
And that's why in Colossians chapter 4 verse 3, the apostle Paul asks his friends that they would pray that he would proclaim the gospel clearly.
所以这就是在哥罗西书四章三节，使徒保罗让他的朋友为他祷告，让他可以把这个奥秘清楚地宣讲出来。
So pray for missionaries that they would be able to be bold and effective in communicating the gospel.
所以请为宣教士们祷告，让他们可以有勇气，他们的话有果效，可以宣讲福音。
So which missionaries should we pray for?
那我们哪些人我们要为他们祷告呢?
I'd like to suggest four different groups.
我想来 建议四个组。
First, missionaries that go out from our church.
第一个组是从我们教会出去的宣教士们。
Yeah, whether they're going on a spring break trip or going on a trip to Brooklyn this summer.
无论是他们春假到春假的短宣，还是七月的时候去布鲁克林的宣教。
Secondly, pray for long-term missionaries.
第二个是为长期的宣教士祷告。
If you get our church's prayer email, usually there are prayers in there for missionaries from that our church sponsors.
如果你来我们教会，你会知道我们教会有赞助资助一些宣教士。
Thirdly, pray for the countries of the world.
第三个为世界上的国家而祷告。
OperationWorld.com, it might be .org, I'm not sure, is a website where you can pray for each country every day of the year.
我不太清楚是 OperationWorld.com 还是 OperationWorld.org, 但是在这个网站上你可以找到在365天每一天可以为这个世界上的每一个国家来祷告。
Fourthly, pray for unreached people groups.
第四个是为那些没有接触到的人来祷告。
These are groups that do not have hardly any Christians in their who speak their language and or share their culture.
这些人是没有几乎没有基督徒可以来说他们的语言，或者是去到他们生活的这样一个环境。
You can find how to pray for these different groups at joshuaproject.com.
你可以找到为他们祷告的方法在 joshuaproject.com.
And now that the Apostle Paul has written about the most important way to rescue the lost, he shares another way that we can help them.
现在使徒保罗写到了最重要的方法，他也跟我们分享了另外一种方法。
In verses 5 and 6, he says, Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
他在五节六节这样说到，你们要珍惜机会，用智慧与外人交往。你们的言语要常带恩典，好像用盐调和，就知道如何回答个人。
If we want to rescue the lost, we should not only pray for them, but we should also win them over to the gospel.
我们要去救他们，不仅仅是要为他们祷告，更要是去赢得他们。
How can we win them over to the gospel?
我们如何去赢得他们？
Colossians 4:5 says, Be wise in the way we act toward outsiders.
哥罗西书四章五节说，我们要有用智慧与他们交往。
In other words, to walk in wisdom towards those who are outside.
也可以这样说，就是有智慧的去和那些在外面的人交往。
So the Apostle Paul is telling us that the first way that we can win outsiders to the gospel is by consistently hanging out with them and living a lifestyle of wisdom that would cause the outsiders to want to become one of the insiders.
使徒保罗是在鼓励我们要经常的与非信徒交往，并活出一个有智慧的生命，让他们看到我们的生命而愿意来相信耶稣。
Many of us stay inside of a Christian bubble.
许多人都安于活在一个基督教的圈圈里面。
And the only people that are friends are other Christians.
我们的朋友就是别的基督徒。
We need to walk among those who are not Christians and to share the wisdom of Christ with them.
我们需要走进那些非信徒的生活，把我们的耶稣传给他们。
Secondly, we need to make the most of every opportunity.
第二，我们要抓住每一次的机会。
In other words, the Holy Spirit has set aside divine appointments in which we have the opportunity to attract outsiders to come inside.
其实我们每一个可以去和外人交往的机会，都是圣灵在为我们设定的属天的约会。
We need to be alert to those divine appointments and make the most out of every opportunity.
我们要对这些属天的约会有警觉，我们要去抓紧每一次的机会。
For example, you might have a classmate who miraculously survives a head-on collision and is wondering what would have happened if he died.
比如说有可能你有一位同学奇迹般的从一个追尾的事故中存活下来，他可能在想，要是我死了怎么办？
And so you tell him about why you have a peace in your heart that you know you, that when you die you will go to heaven.
那你就要告诉他为什么在你的心里有平安，因为你知道你死了以后会去到天堂。
In verse 6, the Apostle Paul tells us the third thing we need to do in order to win outsiders to the gospel.
在第六节，使徒保罗说我们要怎么样去做，可以把他们带到福音面前。
We need to let our conversation always be full of grace, seasoned with salt.
我们需要把我们的言语需要常有恩典，用盐来调和。
In other words, we need to attract people to Christ with the way that we talk.
也就是说，我们的语言是可以把别人吸引来到耶稣的面前。
Apostle Paul says that our conversation should have two characteristics.
使徒保罗说，我们的言语需要有两个特点。First,
it should be full of grace.
第一个需要有恩典。And
secondly, it should be seasoned with salt.
要有盐来调和。
What does it mean to have our conversation filled with grace?
满有恩典的讲话是什么意思呢？
The word grace means undeserved merit.
这个恩典的意思是不配得的好处。
We as Christians are saved by grace.
我们基督徒是因着恩典而得救的。
In other words, we are not saved from hell because we deserve to be saved, but because Jesus died for our sins.
也就是说我们从地狱的永死里获救，并不是因为我们配得，而是因为主耶稣为我们而死。
And since Jesus extended his grace to us, we should extend our grace to others.
既然耶稣都把他的恩典显现给我们，我们也应该把这个恩典去拿去给别人。
Grace-filled conversation is the opposite of self-righteous conversation.
充满恩典的一个讲话是和自以为意的讲话是相反的。
Unfortunately, many non-Christians think that Christians are very self-righteous, hypocritical, and judgmental.
但是很不幸的，许多的非信徒都觉得基督徒们非常的自以为意，假冒伪善和论断人。
But when non-Christians talk to us, they should get the sense that even though we may not approve of their lifestyle, we love them unconditionally.
非基督徒跟我们交谈以后，他们应该是要觉得，虽然我们可能不会接受他们的一些做法，但是我们对他们的爱是无条件的。Our
conversation also should be seasoned with salt.
我们的谈话也需要用盐来调和。Have
you ever tried eating an egg white without salt?
你有没有尝试过吃没有放盐的蛋白？
It's tasteless.
它是没有味道的。
And that's what life without Christ is like. It's blah, it's tasteless, it's lacking creativity.
这就是好像没有耶稣的生活，平淡无味，毫无生趣。
For example, when I was younger, I had a friend named Roland.
当我年轻的时候，我有一个朋友名字叫做Roland。
He was an atheist, and he regularly attended an atheist club.
他曾经是一个运动员，他常常去一个运动员的俱乐部。I
asked him, what do you do in an atheistic club?
我就问他，你在那边做什么呢？
He told me that, in actuality, his atheistic friends were pretty boring.
他说他的那些朋友都很无聊。He
actually found it more refreshing to talk with me, even though we disagreed about practically everything.
他觉得跟我说话更有意思，尽管我们两个几乎在每一件事情上都有不同的意见。I
tried to add salt to his life.
我只是尝试着在他的生命中加一点盐。And
I think that when we are filled with the joy of the Lord, that our saltiness will create a thirst that only can be satisfied with a relationship with Jesus Christ.
希望我们做盐的生命可以去创造一种只有与耶稣基督交往才能够满足的饥渴。
A sermon is not finished until you practice what was preached.
没有行道的讲道是不完整的。
So what are you going to do with the message you just heard?
你现在听到的讲道，你要 怎么样去做呢？
You could stay in your lifeboat and just keep on rowing farther and farther away from the people that are screaming for help.
你可以在你的救生艇上划得越来越远，任其任外面没有得救的人呼救。
How could you be so self-centered and heartless?
但是你怎么可以如此的自私和冷漠呢？
On the other hand, you could actually row towards them and help them by praying for them and winning them over.
但在另外一方面，你也可以划向他们，去帮助他们，通过祷告，通过和他们交往。
But what specifically will you do?
那你具体的要做什么呢？
I'd like to give you a few suggestions.
我想给你们一些建议。
But it's very likely that you might choose another application.
但是也有可能你们可能会去选择一些其他的。
So, first of all, memorize and meditate on Colossians 4 verses 2 through 6.
So, 第一个就是去背诵哥罗西书四章二到六节。
Write a list of non-Christians that you want to pray for and find a way that you can remind yourself to pray for them consistently, whether it's by paper or by electronic means.
写一个非基督徒朋友的名单，然后你为他们祷告，找到一个方法可以提醒你每天的为他们祷告。
Pray daily for the countries of the world through operationworld.org.
在 operationworld.org 上面为国家而祷告。
Pray daily for the unreached people of unreached people groups of the world through joshuaproject.net.
每一天在 joshuaproject.net 为那些没有听到福音的人祷告。
Choose a missionary from our church and pray for that, like adopt that missionary and pray for them on a weekly basis.
每个星期为我们教会的一个宣教士祷告。
Pray daily for the next 2 weeks for one of the college students who's going on a spring break mission trip.
为在春假短宣的学生们祷告。
This afternoon, the English congregation and CCF is having a volleyball game, and this could be a good opportunity to invite your non-Christian friend to meet up with some Christians. So invite them to come today at 2:30.
今天下午在 Barton Hall, 教会的团契有一个排球比赛，你可以邀请你的非基督徒朋友来和基督徒朋友一起玩。
Invite a non-Christian to an Easter evangelistic service, either here at our church or there's also an Easter on the Quad event at Cornell.
邀请一个非信徒朋友来我们的复活节的节目，也可能是在这里，也可能是在 Cornell。
Befriend an international student.
和一个国际学生做朋友。
We don't have to go out to another country because God is bringing the countries here to us.
我们不需要去到别的国家，因为神已经把别的国家的人带到这里来。
Consider going into vocational ministries.
你可以考虑去假期的短宣。
Meet with me and others to talk about witnessing. A couple weeks ago, when Charles Fick spoke, there was an opportunity where people could respond that they wanted to talk to somebody about becoming more effective in witnessing. And so I'm going to be on campus a couple times this next week, and I'd be glad for you to join us.
就上个星期 Charles Fick 来的时候，我们说到了如何更有效的去做见证，所以在星期四的时候，我会在学校有这样的一个见证会，你可以来参加。
So right now, I'd like for us to stand together to respond by singing a hymn.
我想让大家起立，我们来唱一首回应诗歌。
And make sure when you're singing this song that you're not lying, that you actually are willing to go where God sends you.
你在唱这首歌的时候，希望你唱的和你想的是一样的。
It may be across the mountainside or over the stormy sea.
be at the battle's front, my Lord will have need of me. But if by a still small voice he calls to pass, I do know I'll answer, dear Lord, with my hand in yours. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be where you want me to be. Perhaps today would have me speak. There may be now in the pass of sin some wanderer whom I should see. Oh, Savior, if you will be my guide through darkness, run with the way. My voice shall echo the
okay, last verse.
I'll
go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be.
You may be seated.
你可以坐下了。